intellectually petty. Radio on your stereo. Don't compare us to anything. This a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order. Intellectually petty. Radio on your stereo. Don't compare us to anything. This a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order.
And you are now tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, brought to you by M3S3 Clothing. Men make moves and suckers stand still. And as always, on the mighty, mighty, mighty Nerve DJs Radio Network. Come on, man. Y'all already know, man. It's redundancy at its finest every week, day, week in and week out. Legends only. And today is abso-fucking-lutely no exception. We got Giovanni, and I hope I'm saying that correctly. I'm not sure if the S is silent or not. I was practicing that shit, and I'm like, Giovanni or Giovanni? Either way, man, your man's has been putting in work for a minute now. One of the future of R&B, I'll put it to you that way. Engineering, producing, the whole nine. Whatever you need, if it involves music, your man's got you. Let me get him onto the stage. What's good, bro? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Yo, how you pronounce it, man? I'm sorry.
It's Giovanni with the S. The S is there.
Okay, my bad, man.
No worries.
No, well, your parents named you. They named you that, right?
Yeah.
Is there a significance behind it?
There really isn't that much of a significance. It's my father's name, so I'm just a junior. I don't think there was a significance in when they named him it, so.
Okay, so it's two of y'all. Shout out to the old man.
Yeah, it's the OG.
the OG's OG. I like that in you. Man, how's the family doing, by the way?
They're good. They're good, man. You know, everything's good. They're actually happy I'm on this tour. So,
excited. So you're on a promo tour?
Yeah, I'm on a promo tour right now, doing a whole bunch of radio runs.
Yo, that shit got to be boring as hell sometimes, don't it?
What's really boring is the rides. The rides be the worst because it just be chilling in the car, eating up the day. So,
oh man, I don't have patience for that type of shit, bro.
I feel you, man.
That's why I'm some old fat nigga in my basement, man. I just talk to people. The new single is Who You With, right?
Yes, sir.
Yo, I like that shit, man. All platforms. I like that, man. And I was listening. What's the name of the EP that you put out?
Conversations.
That was one of the songs I liked. It was another joint too. Conversations is fire, by the way.
I appreciate it. I really do. Yeah, that was the first EP I dropped. Oh yeah, of course. Everything is written by me.
Wow. Okay, that's dope. Half a Heart, I was fucking with very heavy too.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite on that EP, actually. That was the first songs made for that EP, actually.
Why is that one of your favorites?
I feel like it's just a lot of people can connect to it easier. You know, similar to the situation I was going through. So it was easy to connect to, again, for other people. But it's one of my favorites. You know, I had a lot of fun recording it. I was in a very creative mindset when I was recording that, so I'm happy to have that song on that EP. It's one of my favorite.
Yo, who pissed you off?
He said, hold on one sec, my bad. This came off.
You good?
Nah, nobody. It was, personally, it was just, I had an experience with a female, just talked about it a little bit, but it's all good. You know, shit happens in life, so.
Come on, man. I done had some bras break my heart before. That shit's crushing.
It is. But you gotta move on from it. So,
yo, you young though, man. You ain't really, really got there yet. I don't think so.
I'm already knowing, man.
Yeah, the big one's coming, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you skeptical with women now? Cause you moving up the ladder.
I don't think it's really skeptical about women. It's more of more cautious about the women I choose.
Okay. Your generation, the dating pool is full of pee too. I be seeing the shit, man. It's horrible.
Yeah, you see the little blue chlorine in the pool, the spots in there, man. It's the whole pool is blue. I'm not even gonna lie.
This shit's tragic, man. And I be seeing the requirements. What's the old girl that does the dating shit on IG? Kendra. And every woman on there, and this is actually, it was some 60-year-old lady on there the other day talking about he got to be 6 foot and make $100,000, but I ain't had a man in 20 years. That type of shit, bro.
I haven't had a man in 20 years.
Right. Like, what? How do you have an expectation, let alone a gazillion of them?
And haven't had a man in 20 years.
Oh, my God. You fucking with dust.
But you know what it is? It's a lot of women have expectations for men and expect men not to have, you know, expectations to meet their standards as well, which it doesn't combine, you know. You can't get what you want and not give what the other person wants as well.
Yo, when a nigga come on there and say, well, I don't want a woman over 200 pounds, they clown a nigga. You know, but you got these specifics. You know, I'm a short nigga. I feel some type of way. You know. What's next for you though, man? What's the next single?
So pretty soon I'm gonna be dropping a single. It's called Low Lights. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be shooting a music video to that soon. But also, but going back to Who You With, I had just shot the music video for Who You With. That's gonna be dropping on the 16th of February. So okay. We can stay tuned for that. It's gonna be fire. I can't wait for that, for real.
Who shot that?
His name is Nimi Hendrix. He shot a couple of other stuff for local artists around me as well. Al Biao. He shot for a lot of big artists around me. Yes, Coil Ray too. He shot for Coil Ray. Okay. Kyle Rich.
Okay. And you from Jersey, right?
Yeah, I'm from Jersey.
I won't hold that against you, bro. No, I'm fucking with you. Yo, how you end up with, Hef is one of them ones, bro.
Yeah, Hef is. Hef is the one who put me on with a lot
of
stuff.
How you end up with Hef?
So actually my team is pretty cool with Hef. They talked to him and Hef actually he said my music was good. He gave me the opportunity to come out here, come on this promo run. And again, I'm very grateful for him. So yeah, we having fun while we out here too. So work is good, but we having fun too.
Okay, what's the best part and the worst part outside of the rides?
So the best part, you know, I just have the opportunity to go to each station, you know, talk about myself, talk about my music, you know, just bring exposure to myself. Say the worst part besides the ride is a lot of it gets repetitive, but it's just the fact that I get to bring my music to life and put it in front of the eyes or the ears of a whole bunch of people and let people know who I am is the best part of it.
Yo, man, and I try not to ask the same. You know, you got to ask some of the same questions to make sure that your artists shine. But I hate asking the same question that 300 people before me ask. Like, I get bored asking that question, so I can't even imagine having to answer the same question a gazillion fucking times.
Yeah.
So, you wake up tomorrow and you are number one. Mm-hmm. A, are you prepared for it? And B, what does that look like in your mind?
So if I'm prepared for it, I feel like I have to have at least a little taste of it before I, you know. So I don't think anybody's really prepared for it until they're living in the moment. Mm-hmm. So I can't say I'm prepared for it. But I will say that I'm looking forward to it for sure. And sorry, can you repeat the second part of your question one more time?
What's it look like to you? In your dreams, what do you see as the number one guy?
So there's a lot when it comes to being number one. I want to be able to take care of my family, of course. You know, significant others. I want to be able to put some of my friends on as well. Not just music-wise, but a way to just be able to set them up for success. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be an influence to people as well. So seeing myself as number one, it comes with a lot of those qualities.
Okay. You got to be able to say no.
That's a fact too.
You know, and I take that back. You got to be able to put somebody in the position to say no for you, because that way you're not necessarily the complete asshole.
Yeah.
You know, it's somebody, you pay somebody to be the asshole for you.
I mean, but are you really an asshole for saying no?
Like, to other people, yes.
I think it's just people can take the word no for an answer and they, oh, you're an asshole. But it's not really you being an asshole. It's just, you know, you have standards, you have a preference that you prefer. Like, you don't want something doing, you don't want somebody doing something you don't want them doing, then no.
Yeah, but that's, you know, it's easy to tell some nigga you just met at the bus stop no, but it's difficult to tell your cousin no that you grew up with.
Yeah, that is true.
And sometimes your cousin that you grew up with is your biggest liability.
It could be, yeah.
You know, because I don't know who it was. But basically, like, I think LeBron is like the architect on how to do that shit.
Say no?
It's not even necessarily saying no, but how to put your people in positions to succeed without them being leashes.
Got you, yeah. I would say you so know, as well.
Yeah, everybody got to have a skill set. And it's got to be beneficial to the whole of what we're trying to do. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know, and usually, you know, like my mom's was like one of those good people that if I needed somebody to tell somebody no, my mother had no problem telling your ass no.
Yeah, my mom definitely got no problem telling somebody no. I'm her son. She tell me no immediately.
Really? Does she really tell you no?
She would. I mean, if she can't do it, she gonna tell me no. But she does the best that she can to do what she can for me, and I appreciate that, obviously.
What's the best thing you? What is the one thing you'd like to do for your parents?
Well, they actually got me started on music. Mm-hmm. So they bought me my first studio, and that was right after I dropped out of college. Now, normally a mother would not support anybody that would drop out of college, but my mom was really supportive of what I wanted to do. So she went ahead and bought me a studio right after I came out of college. And what I want to do is I want to be able to help them start their business. They had a couple ideas business wise. They were talking about mobile detailing for cars. They were probably talking about, you know, mobile restaurants. I really want to be able to help them do that as well. Since they got me started on my career, I want to get them started on something they've been wanting to do for a while.
That's dope. And your pops was a musician, correct?
My grandfather, he was a musician.
Your grandfather. What did he play?
So he played percussion. He was a percussionist.
Oh, that's fucking dope. What do you play?
I used to play trombone and piano, but now instrument is mainly my voice, so...
Why'd you stop?
It was something I liked in the moment. I was playing trombone. I was in a jazz band for a little bit. And we traveled. We even competed, and we won first place every time we competed. But man, it was just something I was interested in at the moment.
I mean, now,
piano I still incorporate when it comes to like making beats and stuff like that. But trombone, I haven't touched the trombone in years.
I mean, it's not sexy, bro. I'm just gonna be honest. It sounds good, but it's just not sexy to play. You know, it's like the trumpet can be sexy if you can, you know, because you can kind of get up close to a chick and play some really smooth shit. But a trombone is like 30 feet yeah. long. You fuck around and knocked her out.
Yeah, for real.
But the piano, that's a sexy fucking instrument.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, have you used the piano yet to get a chick?
Nah, I haven't.
Oh, you tripping, bro.
I have not.
You tripping,
bro. I mean, if I got my voice, then what do I need a piano for?
No, it's not the same, bro. You got to combine
it. I mean, yeah, because he combined it. Yeah, you're right. Dude. I got to get back to
that. Yeah, you seen John Legend and motherfuckers like that, the chick all on the piano and shit all day. You know, like, hey, I'm just take it from an old nigga. You know? Yo. What is the one question you want to ask the interviewer?
So, what was the best interview you say you had? You have any top interviews?
Oh, the best? Oh, damn. I've been at this for like 9 years. So I got like damn near 1,000 interviews.
So you got a lot to choose from, basically.
I do, but I will say, I don't know if you remember this case. It was a young brother who, they found him in his high school, rolled up in a mat, dead in the gym.
I did. Yes, I did hear about that.
Kendrick Johnson. And I interviewed his mother.
Mm.
Actually, I got the opportunity to interview her twice, but definitely the first time was, man, that was difficult and extremely powerful at the same time. You know, so,
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's like I've interviewed everybody from Malcolm Jamal Warner to Pete Rock. You know, but it's the interview of the everyday person that had something extraordinary happen to them that really kind of resonates with me personally.
Yeah.
You know, I'm never going to be Pete Rock. You know, I can't sing. I can barely dance. But tragedy has happened to me before. So you can identify with that a little bit more. So it's usually those interviews where, you know, there's been some tragedy that's happened.
Can you repeat that last part again one more time? It cut out a little bit.
I said, you know, I don't have the talent of, like, the artists that I've interviewed. I can't sing. I can't produce. But I've had tragedy happen to me.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, emotions are what binds us all as a species.
I agree.
So, you know, so the fucked up shit happening to somebody and interviewing them, I can empathize more with because I've been in their shoes.
I feel you.
That's a hell of a question, though, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you should get that opportunity. Okay. You feel me? You know, and you know, like, I think that helps as far as you being interviewed. Sometimes you got to throw some shit back at them, especially when they ask you some stupid shit.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, of course. I always, that one came out, like, off, like, on the spot. Not even gonna lie, but it was just a general question, like, I just wanted to know. Because I know you probably interviewed, like you said you've been doing it for 9 years, so you had a lot of interviews come your way, so I was just curious to which ones you connect to more.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know what? That's probably going to be a clip because nobody's ever asked me that before.
For sure.
You know, outside of singing, what's your biggest gift?
Oh, I was really big into sports. Well, so before I started singing, I was playing basketball and football.
Okay, which one were you better at?
I would say I was better at, I don't even know. I'm good at both, but I think I was better at football for sure because that was the first one I played.
Oh my God, man! I played football when I was, it was elementary school, man. I got tackled once and I quit. actually, I didn't quit. They just never played me again.
Really?
Yes, it was bad, bro.
That's crazy.
Like, they put me in at running back. I got the ball once, and the nigga just, like, ran me down. Ooh. Bam. And yeah.
Did you go? You went to any other sports after? You just like,
I was just tragic, man. I played baseball until I got hit by a pitch. And, yeah, bro.
I feel you.
Yeah,
I played baseball too for a little bit when I was younger, but then I was like, yeah, it's not for me.
Yo, niggas don't realize how difficult hitting a ball is.
Bro, it's not even that. They're throwing the ball as fast as a car drives. Like, come on, how am I supposed to hit that?
I didn't even make it to that. Yeah, I was at like 15 miles an hour, and it was, like, yeah, I can't even. Yeah. I went to the batting cage and tried that. I couldn't even see the shit.
You know what it is too? Not only just the fastballs and things like that, but if you are playing against somebody that really pitches and they throw curveballs, they throw sliders, they throw changeups, you're gonna be lost. I'm telling you, it's not as easy as people think it is.
No, it's not. You know what's also underrated is golf.
Golf. I want to get into it. I tried Top Golf the most, but I suck so bad. And at Top Golf, I don't even know if I could get into regular golf.
Yeah, bro. Like, I have been golfing a few times, man. And actually hitting the fucking golf ball is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
Well,
you catch me trying, I promise you, every swing I'm swinging, I'm at least missing the ball four times before I hit the ball.
Yo, you got kids?
Nah, no kids.
Oh, wow, man. That's a joy. I ain't saying be in no rush.
Nah, yeah. I'm definitely not in a rush to have no kids right now, man.
But it sounds like your parents have set you up to be a good parent.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely take pride in my parents and their parenting because they did a good job. And I'm not saying it just for me, too, but I have siblings as well, so.
How many siblings you got?
I have a younger brother and a younger sister. My brother just turned 18 on the 4th, actually.
Okay, happy belated birthday to him.
Yeah, for sure. And then my sister just turned 16 in October.
Oh, man, you got young siblings. What do they think about Big Bro?
They like what I do. You know, my brother especially, you know, I catch him coming into my room sometimes recording. Because I have my own little studio set up in my room. So when I'm not there and my studio's there, I'd be gone just to go to the store real quick. He'll be in the room real quick just trying to record something. And I let him rock. You feel me?
I'm not mad at that, man. Beat-wise, what are you using? Are you using like the actual instruments or are you using software?
Software, for sure. I use FL Studio.
See, I tried, you know, actually, I'm not all that bad at Fruity Loops. It just takes me like 50 beats to make one dope one.
It'd be like that. But I would say FL is the only, like, dog. Everything else, I guess it's because the first one I started off on. So it's just natural to me now. But a lot of people hate on FL. A lot of people hate on FL for vocals. Because yeah. I also record on FL, too, with my vocals.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you mixing it down on Fruity Loops too?
So most of the time, my premixes and stuff like that, yes. But sometimes I get it sent out. But majority of the time, like, I have people that mix on FL too, so.
Yeah, because I couldn't, yeah, like the vocals aspect, I just could never get that shit to work.
Nah, yeah, I figured something out, man. I got a little secret sauce that I got for my voice, so I'm going to make it work.
Okay, so I give you a plane ticket to go sit at the foot of any producer for a month. Who you got?
It's tough. It's a tough between two people. I like Hitmaker and I like Metro Boomin a lot.
Okay.
So I would probably say, Metro.
Metro. Me personally, sure. It would definitely be Kanye.
Oh, Kanye too. Damn, that didn't even come to mind. Look, Kanye's tough too.
I'm not sure personality-wise I could last a month with Kanye.
Yeah, he's a different personality, for
sure. Well, I'm too old for you to be talking to me certain ways.
I feel you.
I think Kanye is at the point now, you know, where, look, bro, I don't really give a fuck whether you're here or not. It's not more of a teaching. It's more of a, you should be honored. And you should be, to be in my presence.
Yeah. But he comes off strong sometimes. I agree.
Yeah. Hit-Boy. Yeah, Metro Boomin probably more so than Hit-Boy for me. But Metro Boomin. Yeah, but I feel you on both of those. What do you look at from your standpoint? Like, what's your style of production like?
I don't know. I think it's more of like, I like melodic, like when it comes to beats, I like, you know, a melodic melody, mm-hmm. but I love the trap drums as well. So it's like, it's a mixture of like R&B and trap at the same time, you know, like how Bryson brought it into play with the trap soul. That's the type of style I really like the most.
Yeah. Cause I'm definitely getting the trap vibe.
Yeah, for sure. Especially with Who You With, that's more of a trap record. So,
okay, what do you do with the trash songs? Is there songs you just like, oh, this is horrible, I don't know why I made this?
You know what's crazy? Some of the trash songs I leave on my computer, and then maybe a month or two later, because most of the time, anytime I wanted to record something, it's because I like the beat in general. So, I'll mute the vocals that I recorded a month ago. And just listen to the beat like if I was listening to it all over again.
How you writing songs? Is it before the beat? Is it off the beat?
So yeah, it's mainly off the beat. So I'll listen to the beat. I'm like, yeah, this one rides. And I'll just start saying things on the mic, putting things together, and eventually coming up with some sort of story or some sort of creative aspect of the song. So
I didn't really get anger from you.
Anger?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not an angry person, I would say.
You have to have some anger motivation, though. No?
You gotta have some anger motivation. What you mean by, like, anger motivation? Like, somebody gotta, like, get me mad in order to feel motivated?
Well, not necessarily to feel motivated, but every emotion is a motivating factor in talent.
Yeah, of course.
And sometimes anger makes the best music.
Mm. That is true. Just like in certain cases, like some artists that, you know, have to go through some certain situations in order to make crazy music. So I definitely see where you're coming from. Like Drake, when you listen to Drake, Take Care, he was definitely in his bag when he made Take Care.
Yeah. Is he hip hop?
Is Drake hip hop?
Yeah.
I would say so. I think he taps into a lot of different genres, but he's one of the biggest faces of hip hop right now.
He's not one of the, he's the biggest.
Yeah, the biggest face, I would say. Yeah.
And it's not really even close. Like, and I think that's part of the problem. Is that, you know, like, this nigga career is literally mimicking Snoop's career.
Yeah, now that you think about it, yeah, it is.
Yeah, like Snoop made a fucking gospel album. That nobody clowned that nigga about making a gospel album. Snoop Lion made a whatchamacallit album. Like nobody clowned him about that. And Drake is just going through, you know what? I can do whatever. And he's just been doing whatever at a higher level than 99% of people that have vocal cords.
And that's a fact. I don't know. It's just something about, Drake is smart. He likes to tap into, like, you know, I don't know if you know, but Jersey Club is a popping scene right now. Jersey Club music.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Jersey Club has been popping for the last couple months. And Drake tapped into Jersey Club. So he's smart. He'll like tap into the little genres that is popping at the moment. Like if Afrobeat is popping this very moment, he'll jump right into it.
Yeah. And you know what though? Like he has found a sweet spot between social media and popular music.
Yeah, he's very smart because a lot of people's like, oh, Drake don't make content and things like that. Drake talks a lot about stuff in his songs that make other people make content for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Drake probably doesn't have a lot of quote unquote content, but he's being talked about all over the place because all these people are making content for him, basically.
And like this nigga wore a skeleton outfit and niggas lost their mind.
Yeah. Like anything he does is automatically going viral when it comes to Drake.
Okay. So is that going to be you?
I'd hope so, but I definitely do like my privacy as well, so.
Like I don't know. What's too much for you? Like, if you can't go to the grocery store, is that too much?
Yeah, if I can't go to the grocery store by myself, I can't walk in the park without people bothering me, I think that's a little too much. Of course, you know, there's going to be people here and there, hey, can I get a picture, autograph? But if it's paparazzi, cameras in my face every minute of the day, I think it's a little too much for me.
Yeah, bro, get ready, man. You might as well get that shit up, bro. I'm just saying, man. Like you got the right people, and you got the right music.
Thank you.
You know, yeah, but like it may not be the grocery store, but definitely you fucked in the park, bro. Pause.
Yeah, he's in the park. In the park.
And in Jersey. Yeah, bro. You ain't going nowhere in Jersey.
Yeah. There's a couple big name faces in Jersey, but there haven't been too many recently, so. I can see.
Yeah. Can we get a Redman feature? I just fuck with Redman.
Redman feature would be crazy.
Oh, my God. Who's your favorite MC out of Jersey?
Lauryn Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she even an MC?
See, I don't know if she really is an MC because, again, she didn't have that much work out.
Yeah.
But the work that she did have, I did like.
Like, when she wants to, ain't nobody on her level.
Yeah, facts.
She just doesn't seem to... She's one of those people... Wasted talent is probably the biggest sin of humanity.
Yeah, it sucks. Because, and it's not even that. It's just like, there are so many people in this world that are talented that are just unknown.
Yeah. And for you to take it to abuse or misuse the talent that you've been given. And I love Lauryn Hill, but she has completely misused the talent she's been given. I understand you got life and all that other shit. Then don't do it in the first place.
Yeah. If she wasn't completely dedicated to it, then she should have just left it.
Yeah. Michael Jordan's got a good quote about selfishness and success. And I don't remember the quote, but it's basically saying that every successful person has that selfishness in common.
Yeah.
Are you that selfish?
I don't think I'm that selfish. No, I do tend to think about others sometimes before I even think about myself. So I wouldn't consider myself selfish.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, though?
It could go either way, you know, but once I catch myself if I start to see it becoming a bad thing, then that's when I'm like, all right, well, we got to chill out real quick. You feel me?
What time do you wake up in the morning?
That's the thing. I don't even wake up in the morning. I just happen to be waking up in the morning over here while I'm on tour. But most of the time I wake up in the afternoon because I go to bed in the morning at like 5 a.m, 6 a.m. sometimes.
Oh, same thing to me. You know, what I've noticed about most successful people is they sleep about 5 hours a day.
Yeah, it's hard to get sleep when you're busy. Because a lot of people say it's not enough hours in a day. And I can honestly agree, because sometimes I feel like, damn, my day just went by so much quicker than yesterday. And I was supposed to do so much more. Like,
and see, I don't look at it that way. If your days are going by quickly, that means you had a great day.
I would consider that too, because usually when I do have a good day, they do go by faster. But it's like, when you're busy and you're just spending the whole day trying to work, and realize that you still haven't gotten as much work done as possible, sometimes it tends to feel like I don't want to say wasted a day, but it felt like there's just not enough hours.
Man, you ain't never been in jail.
No, never.
Yeah, them days, that's a shitty day. Yeah. And that day takes 8 months for one day.
Yeah, I'm already known.
So, yeah, man, if it's a good day, bro, and I feel you on not getting, you feeling incomplete. And I think we have kind of been, we have taught to feel that way. We've been taught to feel that way.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and I think that's just a failure of our society to an extent. We don't appreciate shit enough.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that.
You know, if people want to get in contact with you, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, they could hit me up on Instagram at Josvani, JOSVANII. You can also hit me in my email, josvanivv27@gmail.com, for producers mainly to send beats over. You know, I'm always open to having producers send me new stuff to write too. So,
what about you sending other people's shit?
Well, like beats and stuff?
Yeah.
I do it. I definitely do it.
Are you sending out songs to other people?
Songs? Not right now. I'm trying to just work on my own music as of right now. Now, there's been times where people have been wanting to make songs and, you know, we'll just do something for the fun of it. But I haven't been really, like, sending, like, my songs out personally just for people to get hop on. As much as I would like to, I just want to focus on myself.
I understand that, man. Yo, and if nobody tells you today, bro, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
No doubt, man. I'm going to let you go. I know you got a lot of shit going on. Look like it's getting dark there. I don't know where you at, but
I'm in Chicago right now, so, yeah, it's getting a little dark. Just came from Louisville.
Yeah, stay off the south side, bro. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yo, where Hef at, man?
Hef is in front of me right now.
What up, though, man? What's going on, Hef?
What's poppin'?
How's life, man, with the GOAT?
Everything good, man. I'm going to talk to you later.
All right, bro. I'll holler at y'all. Yo, man, I thoroughly appreciate the conversation, man.
Enjoyed it, man.
Yo, if you need anything, man, Hef already know how to get in touch with me, man. Hit me up. I got you.
All right, for sure. Likewise.
No doubt, man. Appreciate you, man. You have a good one.
Appreciate you, too. Thank you. You, too.
Yep.